what is a 550-570 local policy violation, and how to solve it. Sending bulk emails does not guarantee successful delivery, especially when hidden security checks reject messages before they reach recipients. One common issue is the 550-570 local policy violation error, which indicates that a receiving mail server has permanently rejected an email due to failed internal security or policy checks. Because this is a permanent failure, retrying the message will not resolve the problem. This error typically occurs when sender authentication fails, most often related to SPF sender policy framework, verification. Receiving servers use SPF and other authentication mechanisms to confirm that an email originates from an authorized sending source. If trust cannot be established, the email is rejected. The error may appear as 550-570, email rejected per SPF policy, or a general 550-570, ESMTP error, both signaling a policy-based rejection. Common causes include missing or invalid SPF records, incomplete SPF records that fail to list all authorized sending sources, and exceeding SPF's strict limit of 10 DNS lookups. As organizations use multiple email platforms, such as marketing tools, CRMs, and support systems, SPF records can become complex, increasing the risk of misconfiguration and failed verification. To resolve this issue, senders must audit and fix their email authentication setup. Key steps include properly configuring the SPF record, ensuring all third-party senders are authorized, and keeping DNS lookups within limits. Additionally, verifying that MX records are accurate and aligned with the current mail provider is essential, as outdated or incorrect MX records can also trigger rejections. Strengthening email security with SPF DK, IM, and DMARC not only resolves the 550-570 error, but also improves overall email deliverability while protecting domains from spoofing, phishing, and unauthorized email use.